This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The title of Michael Schwartz's book, War Without End, was not intended to refer to the prolonged conflict in Iraq. Instead, the professor of sociology and global studies at Stony Brook University says it referred to a decades-old American policy to protect and ensure an uninterrupted flow of oil, and it applied to a great swath of global territory reaching from Africa to China and known as the Arc of Instability.
The idea was that there should be a political, economic, military domination by the United States there. That would involve all these police actions in various places in order to put down rebellions against this, to oust hostile regimes. So the picture of the war without end is endless police actions, small wars that they intended to fight until the entire region was pacified.
That notion got derailed when the Iraq invasion turned out not to be a quick and decisive incursion, but a prolonged and difficult occupation, where even after 5 years, Schwartz notes, the U.S. has failed to develop a friendly ally.
They still have a government there, which is, in one respect, a government installed by the United States, and in another respect, it's a government that's more loyal to Iran than the United States, so they've failed on getting a client government that is their ally. And then, of course, there's all the other fractions in the country, and they all hate the United States, with the exception of the Kurds, and the Kurds don't love the United States.
Now, as the lame duck Bush administration is negotiating plans to draw down American troops from Iraq, Schwartz warns that a commitment made to pull the soldiers out of major Iraqi cities next year will precipitate a critical turning point.
With such a withdrawal, the various cities of the country would be under control of the Sadrs in some places, of the Sunni insurgency in other places. These are groups that are inalterably opposed to any American presence, and so it would strengthen their hand enormously. So such a withdrawal might be the tipping point where it would be really impossible for the United States to remain, because if they're sitting in their bases, they're just sitting ducks for any kind of attack, and people who want to get the U.S. out altogether would attack them.
In such a scenario, Schwartz says, the likely options would be either a full-scale withdrawal of American forces or a renewed counterattack to defend the remaining troops. But even that would be a short-term response, he argues, and sooner or later, the U.S. will have to leave Iraq. When that happens, it will have immediate and far-ranging consequences for domestic energy policy.
Abandoning Iraq means transforming American foreign policy and transforming American energy policy. But the cost of actually resolving the energy crisis by using conservation, cogeneration, whenever there's heat produced, produce electricity to various alternate fuels that are genuinely renewable, like wind and sea power and thermal power and so on, those kinds of changes would require a transformative effort inside the United States, working our way all the way through the American economy.
We've got more from Michael Schwartz about the war and its future policy implications on the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. You can also hear me speak this evening at Sonoma State at 7 p.m. in room 103 of Darwin Hall. It's part of Project Censored's Modern Media Lecture Series. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.